Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On our talk and text line here at WWL, from Edna Carr High School, went to Southern Miss, and then headed over to the Miami Dolphins. And not a lot of people remember this. He ended up finishing his career with the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Surtain. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Fellas, what's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Patrick, and I remember at Edna Carr, you playing quarterback there. But, man, you were also – I think I got this right. You were on a state championship basketball team, right?
Yes, we did. It's crazy because my junior year, we lost at the buzzer in a state game. Came back to my senior year, played the same team.
And you guys ended up winning that particular game.
Yeah, we won our senior year. Yes, we did.
Well, and now Patrick, how proud you have to be not only with your accomplishments but your son. And do you view it like you're passing the torch, or he's going to bring it to a different level? Because, I mean, I look, you went to Southern Miss, and obviously he goes to Alabama. But do you challenge him? Do y'all have fun with one another, or do you just say, hey, look, I'm going to show you a few tricks in a trade, and then you're going to be even better than I was.
Patrick, tell Bobby, the one difference is your son won't have to wait as long getting a phone call from the NFL team.
Right.
Right. That's a good thing. But yeah, we joke about it time to time. You know, obviously, as a dad, you want your son to surpass, what you've done in your career.
Right.
And, that'll be a dream of mine for him to take it to the next level. I think I had a really, really good career in the NFL, play at a high level, but I want him to take it even further. And that's a goal of his also.
Patrick, one of the things in finishing up in Kansas City, and we were talking to Willie Rofe earlier, and he talked about, how the fans embrace you, man, when you're Kansas City Chiefs and the loudness of that stadium.
Arrowhead Stadium.
And, Lamar Hunt and the history behind Lamar Hunt. Now to see that team back-to-back Super Bowls after not being there for 50 years.
Right. First and foremost, the love. They are terrific family and all. Obviously, Mr. Hunt passing and Clark took over our organization. Even when that team, it's been 50 years since they've been in the Super Bowl. And even through all that, those fans have supported that team like no other. They love their Chiefs, man. And to see them have the success, three straight FC champions now to the second Super Bowl in a row, and we'll be pulling to bring it home again.
Now, Patrick, the successful career that you had, and the rules change, how you can be aggressive with the receivers. Who would you say would be a cornerback that, boy, when you look at it on Sundays, because I know you follow football across the National Football League, boy, he plays a lot like that I would have played.
Jaire Alexander, I'm gonna answer it for you.
Yeah. Jaire, he's a hell of a player. Now, I think our games were a little bit different for the simple fact that we pressed every down. You know, we played a couple four press man. You know, Jair, he changed up a little bit. He plays off a little bit more. But man, he's a terrific player, and you know, skies. He's gonna be a rich man very soon. The sky's limit for that kid. But you know, I look at them more of the physical type corners. I like the guys in Miami, Xavier Howard.
Yes,
who has a hell of a year, has had a hell of a career with Miami, and you know he's one of the top of the game now. So you know, like you said, it's tough on those guys now, and you know, Bobby, you know this. They want the offense to score all the points.
Yeah, so, you're right. The rules.
Yeah. So it makes it hard on the defenders, man. But if I love to see those young guys go out there and ball out.
Patrick, one of the things that's so important, listening to Coach O all season long and hearing the things, and also we've heard it from Coach Payton, is the communication part in the secondary. A lot of people don't get it, how important that is to have people that can communicate, because now with all these crossing patterns, they spread you out different ways. They sort of, one time you're on this guy, and then they switching you over. Kind of explain to the average fan how difficult that is, because you got to have great communication, and you got to have a guy that's an alpha dog that not only knows Absolutely. What he's doing, but he knows what mm-hmm. you're doing and everybody else is doing in the secondary.
Yeah, it's probably the most important thing. It's so critical in the you know, success of the defense, because at the end of the day, we are the last line of defense. One mistake by us in the back end, and like Herm Edwards used to say, dun-dun-dun, you're on Sports Center. So we have to do a really good job communicating. And I know a lot of people, you know, that the casual fan think we just show up on Sundays and play, but I think we just some dumb jocks, but you can attest to this. Just the film study that goes into preparation for a game on Sunday is immense. And, you know, we study our opponents like no other, and we have to be on our P's and Q's back there. Like you said, for the simple fact, one blown assignment could cost you, you know, 50 yards or even a touchdown. So it's tough, man, because you're basically switching coverages, you know, on a run depending on the formation of the offense. Like, offensive start off lined up in bunch, they motion out of the coverage. Like I said, you got to have that one guy communicating it to the entire secondary, but at the same time, you know, you have to know your assignments too, and those guys back there have to be on the same page in order for a defense to be successful.
Now, Patrick, for Saints fans, I don't know if you're familiar, obviously, what is your take? Obviously, you look at Jack Rabbit. The big part that he's played on this Saints team, and then obviously you look at Marshawn Lattimore. I want you to comment on them if you have an opinion on it. And then also Aaron Glenn. Look, Aaron Glenn, all right. The years he's played, now he gets to be a defensive coordinator with the Lions. And I always said this, even when the Saints, when maybe they wasn't getting it done on the back end, I said, yeah, well, you have to look at the rules have changed. And all I know is out there at practice, and Aaron Glenn, I know, is telling him the right thing to do. But what is your take on, like, Aaron Glenn and the success he's had not only as a player – but obviously now as a coach in the National Football League, and young cornerbacks, or not young, but cornerbacks like Janoris Jenkins and Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, oh man, so happy for my boy, AG. You know, we're good friends. You know, obviously we played against each other, and just to see him have that kind of success. Actually, we coached at the Nike opening in Oregon. We coached at the Nike opening at Oregon like 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, we were the two defense coordinators of the team, and, you know, he's intense out there, man. I just remember telling the guy, totally press coverage. So, you know, he brings that mentality, you know, to that team. And, you know, he had two pretty good corners to work with, and Marshawn and Jack Rabbit. You know, Jack Rabbit has been around for a long time. He's been a good player in this league for a while. And Marshawn, right. You know, young guy, but really has come into his own. And, you know, the consistency, you know, maybe wasn't there for those two guys, but you can see the talent. And, you know, if they do decide to sign both of those guys back, I think they can have a formidable duel, you know, for the next, you know, couple of years, 5 years or so. And I also like the guy, Chauncey Gardner, man. I think he brings intensity to that team that's much needed. And, and he's a great guy in the slot. His temperament, his demeanor, he's feisty. He gets under guy's skin, but he can ball, man. And you know, I think their defense is pretty solid. You know, all three levels, and I just wish that they find a way to keep those guys together.
Patrick, one of the things, and I'm gonna throw it back to the college game. I know you kept up with LSU, and mm-hmm. it came down to with your son to LSU, Alabama. But you saw in 2019, and I said to myself, I'm never going to see another offense roll like what LSU did in 2019 with Joe Burrow and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jefferson and Jamar and that group. They were unbelievable, you know, and it was like a show every week to see how many points mm-hmm. they could put up. And then we saw Alabama this year. And that offense, yeah. And you just shook your head about, man, this is back-to-back years to see this. And it's not going to happen for a third year. No one else is going to be able to do that sort of thing like what we saw LSU in 2019, 2020. From a defensive guy's standpoint, to watch those two offenses out on the field, I mean, to me, it's staggering because – you know, at one time, a lot of people were saying maybe that 2019 LSU team offensively was maybe the greatest of all time. And then you saw it in 2020, and you see Devontae, and you know it's coming, and you can't stop it. And then Najee hits you, you know, with the power game, and Mack was just – he was tremendous this year throwing the football.
Oh, man, it's you know, as a former defensive guy, you kind of cringe when you see teams – marching up and down too, but at the same time, I was also a quarterback, so I love it as well. You know, I'm kind of conflicted, but man, like I've been fortunate enough since you know my son's been at Alabama to see it, because people forget, but Tua was putting up unbelievable numbers too, and he only played like three quarters sometime, and then to watch it grow with LSU and Joe Burrow, and like you said, that multitude of weapons that they had that year that they had was unbelievable. As a defensive player, you know the two key things that you got to do against teams like that. You got to take the ball away, and you got to play great raise on defense, because they're going to move the ball up and down the field. There's just too many guys, and the quarterback play was so special. And then this year with Mac Jones and Devontae, like you said, man, Mac Jones surprised a lot of people. I saw it last year in the two, three games that he played last year. I was like, this guy – you know, has a chance to be really good, because he has one thing that you can't teach at quarterback, and that's accuracy. And he has the wherewithal to find the open guy. But I'm sitting here yelling at my TV, man. I'm like, please double Devontae Smith. Take him away. Make somebody else beat you. And nobody, you know, seemed to get that last year. And Von, like you said, man, he had a season for the A's. He killed everybody. What a terrific player, man, terrific person. Like you said, it's like pick your poison, because if you double Vontae, then you have Najee in the backfield, who with the power running game, that offensive line was just unbelievable. So at all three levels on that offense, man, it was fun to watch. And I don't think you'll see two offenses like that, you know, in the wild with the 19 LSU team and then last year's Alabama team.
Now, Patrick, what advice do you give Junior? Because he's coming up where it is an offensive game, but you still have mm-hmm. to have cover corners. I mean, you look at Jalen Ramsey with the Rams and his reputation. You look at Revis Island, you know, when the game started to change. So what do you tell him? Is a skill set that maybe you could pass on that could mm-hmm. bode well? I know, obviously, if you could take away the football, given the opportunity, but what maybe tricks in a trade that you share with him that he could take to the next level in the NFL?
Yeah, first and foremost, I always tell him before every game, be technically sound. I think, you know, when things hit the fan and things not going well, you just go back and rely on your fundamentals, the things, you know, that you've learned since a young age, the things I've taught you since you were 6, 7 years old. Go back and rely on that, and that will always get you out of trouble. But just be a smart-headed player. You know, at the NFL, it's all about matchups. So study your opponent like no other. This your job now. You know, this isn't high school football. You go to work every day. You're a professional. You know, act like it. Be serious about your game. And the most important thing, man, just study your opponent. Study your opponent. Obviously, you have all the physical ability in the world. But, you know, this is another level. just like you went from high school to college, you know, this the best of the best. And, you know, there's going to be a guy on the team every opposing Sunday that's going to be really, really good. Not like college where you can put an FCS team and take a week off or so.
Right.
Everybody's
ain't no homecoming games.
Is good. Ain't no homecoming games. So you got to be ready each and every week. Be consistent. You know, just be consistent, and longevity is going to win out. If you can be a consistent football in the league, you can last for a long time.
Patrick, I talk a lot to Pete Jenkins, and I know Pete has worked at Alabama, specifically more with the defensive front, but he always talked about, you know, your son and how hard of a worker he is and how he pays attention to detail. But one of the things Pete has kind of banged in my head the last couple of years, he said, "Now, with all this spread offense and everything else," he says, "you know what's going to happen in the past, guys that would get coordinators' jobs or head coaches," he said, "we're normally linebackers coach." He said, "but I'm telling you now, you're going to see, because now the spotlight is on them, good or bad, it's going to be the secondary coach." Because he said, "that guy, man, he is really going to be able to sell what he's doing and the communication part to the young players." Okay, LSU just hired Durante Jones as their new defensive coordinator. He's been a specialist in the secondary. He was a secondary coach with Cincinnati, a secondary coach with the Minnesota Vikings. When I knew him back in the early 2000s, he was at Nicholls State. He was a safeties coach there. And I think what Pete was saying, I think has come true, that position and coaching those DBs now, where it's not just four guys, you in nickel, you in dime.
Right.
Man, you got half the defense you coaching. And your spot, I think, is going to put a lot of spotlight on that secondary coach. And they're going to get the opportunities to be that coordinator or that head coach.
Well, and, you know, Patrick, Mike was saying, you know, you look how soon you start out with 7-on-7. Well, 7-on-7. Seven. Well, somebody has to be coaching the 7-on defense.
Right. Right, yeah, and I think that's going to be the new wave. I've thought this for a long time. I think the best coordinators are guys who understand things in the back end, because, you know, a pass can beat you much quicker than a run. And especially in today's game, man, with the spread, and you're playing 6 DBs, what, 70% of the time?
Yep.
So a guy has to understand that back end, man. Teams aren't running the ball, you know, beating each other, you know, anymore. This isn't the days of the wing tee and all that. Teams are spreading you out, making you play in space, and it's become an athlete game. You know, you got to be able to get down guys down in space, and I think you're going to see that's going to become a new trend with secondary guys becoming coordinators and even head coaches in the league.
Patrick, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. I know you still have family here in the New Orleans area, and, man, gave us some great memories as a player, and now you get to watch it with your son.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
All right,
thanks,
Patrick.
Be home. Yeah.
Well, that's a household name, Patrick Surtain, I'll tell you around here.
Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.